Well, I guess you figured out by now that Monique and I both really like to talk, and we definitely like to talk together. So this is the third Wednesday in a row where Monique and I are deep diving into our love of organizing, Organize 365, organizing business, the certification program, hashtag all the things. And this time you're going to be listening to the third in our three-part series that is going to come to you as a podcast, but it's actually recorded as a video that's being put in the Professional Organizers Think Tank podcast Facebook group. Actually, the Professional Organizers Think Tank Facebook group, there is also a Professional Organizers Think Tank podcast. So if you are thinking, oh, wow, I didn't really realize that professional organization was a thing, or, oh, you know, maybe I would be good at being a professional organizer too, you're definitely going to love hearing how this Facebook group came about, how the podcast came about. You might want to rabbit trail over in your podcast player and find the Professional Organizers Think Tank podcast, even if you just want to be a little snoopy and figure out how I grew my business the first 3 to 5 years, you're going to get a lot of great information and behind the scenes information there as well. So tune in, listen in to this conversation with Monique and I. And then if this has piqued in you any interest in being a professional organizer, we would love for you to join the free Professional Organizers Think Tank Facebook group. Hey, Monique. So I am joined here on the podcast and also in this video that we're playing in our Facebook group, the Professional Organizers Think Tank Facebook, about how did the Facebook group get started? What about the podcast that goes along with it? How do you figure out if you want to be a professional organizer? What does the Sunday Basket certification offer to professional organizers, or how did that start? What about people who can do retreat trained? We're going to answer all of those questions that we get all of the time about the Professional Organizers Think Tank podcast and also the Facebook group and the certification program. Monique, welcome back to the podcast for the 89th time. And this video that we're going to put up in the Professional Organizers Think Tank Facebook group. It's been a long time since I have been in the Facebook group, but we wanted to tell you how this group even came to be. How do we get the moderators that we have? What is the purpose of this group been over time? And what is the purpose of it going forward? So Monique, do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Monique Corp. I am a professional organizer and productivity coach from Northwest Indiana. And I started my professional organizing business about 7.5 years ago because we were broke, needed money. I do have 6 children, and at the time they were in elementary, middle, and high school, and we were trying to figure out what could I do and still manage my family after school. So I had several people talk to me about starting a business, and so I did, but while I was working at figuring out how to start it, I started researching on the internet, of course, is professional organizing even a thing? Is it really a business? I didn't even know. I just had several people say, you should start organizing for people. And I was like, okay, I'm really good at that. I can do that. But I didn't know that you could actually like really do it legit as a business. Mm-hmm. So in my quest for information, I just started searching and I found a few things here and there. I found a course that I took, and then I was on Facebook, and there wasn't very much information on Facebook at that time with professional organizing. I think there might've been one or two things that I saw. And one was the Professional Organizers Think Tank Facebook group. And I think there was 250, 300 people in the group at that time. So it was really, really small. Like you must've just started it. And so I jumped in there.
Yeah, so that was 7.5 years ago. 8.5 years ago is when I started Organize 365. So in December of 2011, I quit my teaching business. I had had a blog before this. I knew a lot of bloggers in Cincinnati that were making an income from blogging online, working with brands, having affiliate relationships, Google ads, things like that. They were doing a good job in earning an income in the saving money and couponing space mostly. Mm-hmm. Or cooking, which clearly is not my thing. So I quit my job in December of 2011, and I started a blog, Organize 365, January 1st of 2012. No clue what I was going to do with it, how I was going to monetize it, how I was going to make money, or what I was going to do. I named it Organize 365 because I love organizing. And I was about to turn 40. I'd looked at everything I'd ever done or been successful with in the past. And it either was because I was organized or I taught someone to be organized. Even my teaching job that I had quit, I got because I was an organized person and my co-teacher was not organized. Mm-hmm. So I knew it'd be organizing. And I thought, well, you can't have a blog named Organize. So I named it Organize 365 because I would love organizing 365 days a year. And so just a generic name, had the ability to change to whatever it would be. At the time, in late November, early December, I had joined a direct sales company that no longer exists called Clever Container. I was selling organizing products. I had looked at another direct selling company that had sold organizing projects about 10 years prior. I had been in Creative Memories and many other direct selling companies, so I understood like selling person to person and the direct sales model. And I started to organize 365, just organizing my own home. Like literally when I showed up in my home in the beginning of January 2012, my house was a hot mess. I mean, it's hard to imagine now because it's very organized, but I was at the bottom of the pit of a long 7-year slide of financial ruin, my kids needing a lot of help, not being the best mom I could be, trying to figure out how to make ends meet, not doing a good job. My house was a mess. Every drawer was a junk drawer. There was no rhyme or reason to the closets. It was like you had stuck me in somebody else's house and said, fix this. And I didn't even know half the stuff had gotten in there. I was about to turn 40. We'd live in our house. About 15, 16 years, we bought the house before we had children. Now our children were about to go into middle school. So all the accumulation phase of life had gone on inside of that home. And I said to my husband, I know we are in debt and we are getting more and more in debt, but we're Gen Xers, so we have good credit. So I have to get this house organized before I do anything else. And I really spent that first quarter of 2012 number one, organizing my house, which gave me a great physical release and gave me control over something, and trying to grow this direct sales business in the first 12 weeks. And what I found were my parties were huge. Like instead of having 3, 4, 5, 8 people at a party, I had 21, 19, 24 people at a home-based party. I've been in direct sales for over 20 years. I mean, I'm good. I'm not that good. Nobody has parties epic. Why were these parties so big? And it was in a party in late March when I said to the host, I said, why are there 24 people here? Like, I don't even know any of these people. I thought they were coming to see me. I was in my hometown. She goes, well, Lisa, everyone wants to know what a professional organizer has to say. And I was like, I'm a professional organizer. I'm a professional organizer. I didn't know that was a word. I didn't know it was a profession. And when I look back, it was ridiculous. I didn't know that I had been organizing people's direct sales home offices physically in person for money for over a decade. Like I had been a professional organizer. I just didn't realize it was a thing. I thought it was like a little bit better than a house cleaner. Like, and I had cleaned houses. Like I'd just done all the jobs. So once I knew professional organization was a thing, just like Monique, I Googled it. And when I Googled it, what I found was, give us $500 and we'll help you with your business. Give us $1,000 and we'll teach you what contracts we need. Give us this money. Like everything was about money. And I had no money. I had no money. I had a lot of skill set. And I was like, I have got to figure out how to, obviously I could do this job. This is a job I can do, but I don't have $500 to invest in a membership or whatever. I just need somebody to tell me, what do I do? What do I do next? There was literally no free information, not even a book. I couldn't even find a book on how to start a professional organization business. So I did join a coaching program. I got mine started and I thought, this is ridiculous. There has to be, I mean, it's the internet for crying out loud. There has to be a free resource because I knew I was going to be a professional organizer. Within a month, I was already profitable because I already had a group of people that I could ask to do professional organization jobs for, but I knew that that was unusual and that a lot of people would figure out that they would hear, just like Monique did, just like I did, that professional organization was a thing, but they would want more information before they decided to start a business. So I started the Professional Organizers Think Tank with another organizer back in 2012, probably about the summer, late summer of 2012, with the sole purpose of being the place that you could go on the internet, on Facebook, ask any question you wanted about professional organization without a paywall being there or having to financially pay. pay. So it was the first professional organization group where you could ask any question about becoming a professional organizer, and you didn't have to have membership or pay first in order to find out if this was the right organization for you. And Monique, you definitely joined within the first couple months of that opening, and it has always had great traction and a great group of people, seasoned organizers, brand new organizers, people who think, is this for me? And they're like, oh no, this is not for me. But they get in and out real quickly because they're able to ask their questions of seasoned professional organizers. And also, like, organizers are so generous and so resourceful and so researching that, you know, I don't work with hoarders. That is a whole different level of organization. And so there is a company here in Cincinnati that does specialize with hoarders, and I will refer business to them. And we just find that we have our own niche, and we started referring business to each other and creating different masterminds. And I was growing as a professional organizer as well as everybody else in the group. Is that what you noticed as well, Monique?
I thought it was a great place to go because I had questions. And, you know, there were a couple programs out there, and remember I said I was broke, so I didn't have any money to invest into training to figure out, you know, how to do it. So I didn't have the business background, but I'm smart. So I, you know, started figuring it out, looking up, what did I need to do? How did I create an LLC? How did I get connected with, you know, all the legal stuff? So I just plowed through that. But the Facebook group was great because people had answers to questions. And so a lot of people were asking the same questions and then coming back with what they found. So that was really fun. It was collaboration in discovering the answers kind of as a group together. And it has just grown so much where people are so willing to share information. And it's something you just don't know what to ask. You don't know what you don't know. And so asking the questions, getting the answers, but then just kind of following, even if you weren't active at the moment, you could learn so much just by paying attention.
Yes. And so as Organize 365 has grown, we're getting ready to go in our fourth phase as a company. You heard in my story, when I started Organize 365 in January, I started as a blog. Like, I knew there was a way to make money online, not doing physical in-home organizing. But the first 3 years in Organize 365, I diligently worked on my blogs, creating partnerships. I was never very successful with affiliates or brands or advertising, but I was successful in creating ebooks and getting my own information out there and creating a knowledge resource for organizing on the Organize 365 blog. So for the first 3 years, all of my money that I earned in Organize 365 was from doing in-home organizing in people's homes. I started at $40 an hour, a 2.5 hour session. So that was $100 per session. I worked up to $50 an hour, and then I had a team member join me, and then we would bill out $100 an hour for the two of us. And by the time I stopped doing in-home professional organizing about 3 years ago, we were billing out at $750 a session. It was a 5 hour session, $75 each per organizer. I would send two organizers on every job, and I was not one of those organizers. So that's how we ended before I ended my service-based portion of my company. But that first 3 years, all of the money that I earned was from doing the service of in-home organizing. I did a lot of just learning, why are women unorganized? What's the difference between an unorganized 7-year-old, 70-year-old, 17-year-old, 47-year-old? What about people who are blended families, single families, divorced families? I was just doing a lot of research. I have a teaching degree. I'm a researcher at heart. And I was trying to figure out, how do I take this? What I had learned was that organization was a learnable skill. The people would learn how to get organized as I was teaching them as a service. How could I take that as an educator and move it online so that people could actually learn how to organize their homes without hiring a professional organizer? Not that I don't want you guys all to have jobs, but it's expensive. A lot of people cannot afford to have professional organizers, but yet everyone deserves to be organized. And the service is for those people that can afford to have someone step in. So the first 3 years in business, all the money that I earned as a professional organizer, I took a little bit out for our family, but I poured the majority of it into the blog and building the blog as a website.
In 2015, 3 years into the business, I realized that I wanted to expand the blog and that the blog was starting to make money just from the ebooks I was selling. So the next 3 years in business, from 2015 to the end of 2017, was really moving from a blog and a service-based business for Organize 365 to becoming an online go-to resource source for people who wanted to be organized. And the way I did that was through podcasting. So in 2015, I started actually three podcasts, two of which that you can find today. One was called Successful Direct Sales. I did that over the summer and that one is gone. But then in 2015, I started two podcasts simultaneously, the Organize 365 podcast, which is still around today. And at the time of you watching this, we'll probably be right about celebrating 8 million downloads. So it's in the top 5% of all iTunes podcasts. Talk about organizing your mindset, things like that. But also in 2015, I had been in the Facebook group every single day, this POTT Facebook group every single day, answering all the questions as they came in. And so I recorded the Professional Organizers Think Tank podcast to answer the most commonly asked questions at that time. I also had some coaching that I did. I think I even made websites for people. I did all kinds of things in that 2.5-3 year time frame. But I really was moving from being the in-home service provider to an online digital resource and having my team in Cincinnati doing in-home organizing, again, using that as the money to grow the Organize 365 brand, and then to start this podcast and grow that online authority as a resource for how to start your professional organization business for free. You can still go find that podcast. And then also for to become a resource for people who are looking for podcasts about how to get organized. So it was really taking my in-person learning and moving it online. Then in late 2017, I pivoted away from both of those business models into what you know Organize 365 is today. In late 2017, I hired 7 people in 7 weeks. And those people were really to create the physical products that you see. We have a Sunday basket. We have a portable Sunday basket. We have binders, the kids program. We have a lot of courses that you can now buy that we did not have before 2017. The physical products that go along with the courses and the online methodology that I was teaching. And now that we are at the summer of 2020, I'm moving into the fourth iteration of Organize 365 with the launch of the paper solution that will be launched by Putnam Random House on August 4th. And we're moving into the visibility of a multi-million dollar company in 2020 and beyond. So along the way, as that podcast came out, I felt like, great, I can answer a lot of these questions. I'm very transparent. I tell you about my first $10,000 month in there, what to do about contracts, cancellations, how to hire team members, what do you take with you on a job? Like all those things are answered in the podcast. And so I stepped away from the Professional Organizer Think Tank Facebook group in 2016 and poured all of my energy into my Organize 365 business and in the products that we were creating, the people that I was hiring, and to create that so when people came to learn how to get organized on the internet, they had that information. So some of you are like, oh, like if you've joined the Professional Organizer Think Tank Facebook group from 2016 on, you may not even know there's a podcast. You may not have any idea who Organize 365 or Lisa Woodruff is. So Monique and I thought we would jump in here and let you know how this group got started. So Monique, do you want to tell everyone how you have started to partner with Organize 365, starting in 2017 and then ultimately coming on and being part of the headquarters home office?
Lisa came up with this idea of teaching ladies how to organize their paper called the Sunday basket. And so I was like, that sounds really interesting. It was kind of similar to something that I already did on my own. I had file folders in a Longaberger, medium Longaberger basket in my kitchen. And I just used that to corral stuff. It was more corralling. I wasn't using a system that we use now, but it was the way I started. And I was like, oh, yes, that's similar. And so then I launched into learning as much as I could about the Sunday basket. And then you said, I'm going to start a certification program. I'm like, I'm in, I can do that. I like paper. I like productivity. I like organizing time and managing that kind of stuff. And if you don't remember, I did say I have 6 children. So
I noticed that. Managing
8 people in this house for a very long time. So I knew that I had the capacity to do that. So she started with the 1.0 and then added on the 2.0 because it made it more robust and made it a complete system. And then she talked about coming up with her the box, the Sunday box, and creating all that with the system. So I loved the whole idea. So I was all in. So I just kind of came along for the ride and did the training. There were some live in-person events that we did that I went to. And I really kept walking alongside Lisa because I believed that she had something that could be really big. And it was so incredibly helpful and encouraging to women. So I was like, you know what? This girl, she's got something good. So I just really wanted to encourage you to keep going when, you know, things are like, oh, what am I going to do next? But so that's how I found out with the podcast, you know, the Facebook group, and then I listened to the podcast, and then I went to some events that she had and did some coaching, and then jumped into the certification program, and then, you know, started doing workshops myself. My organizing business is in person, and so I have the in-person side and the paper side, you know, kind of distinct, because people really, it's one or the other that they're calling about first. They may cross over and do all of it, but there's usually one area that's the biggest pain point. So I started doing that, and then Lisa, she called me. I was on the way to a paper job about 30 minutes away, and she left me a message and said, hey, it was a pretty quick message about wanting me to come work with Organize 365. I think it was a Monday. And she's like, well, let's talk on Friday. I'm like, let's talk on Friday? No, we're going to talk in like 3 hours and I'm done with this job. So I called her on the way back and had a good conversation about being a part of her team and leading the certification program for Organize 365. And that program is amazing because you can get training and understanding how to organize paper. I mean, paper is such a huge, huge problem. And a lot of people don't do anything about it. They just start stuffing the paper in bags and boxes and, you know, in the storage room or in the garage or in the attic or everywhere just to get it out of the way, mostly because people don't know what to do with it. So they don't do anything. They just keep filling more boxes. So I really liked the idea of training people in how to decide what to use and how to do it. So the certification program gave me the confidence and information on doing that. And then it just kept growing because we had the Sunday basket. And then once you do that, then you need to add binders and then productivity. And so it's been a really great funnel, and it's just been a really great ride that we're on.
Yeah. So what's so interesting is the Sunday basket system. I've been using the Sunday basket personally for 20 years. It's just a system that I developed when my kids were babies and I was losing my mind and there were too many papers. I wasn't getting anything done and my bills were being paid late. Not because we didn't have the money at that time. It was because I couldn't find the bill because I was just doing too much. I was doing too much and I couldn't get a handle on what I was doing. So I literally created the Sunday basket from scratch. And after I did that, like when I started Organize 365 as a blog, one of the first things I talked about was the Sunday basket, and I showed my Longaberger basket. And you probably already have a system like this. Like the idea of a home inbox or something that you go through on a regular basis is not new to me, but the way I systematized it is unique to me. And one of the things that I noticed early on in 2012, 2013, 2014, as I was answering all these questions in the Professional Organizer Think Tank podcast, was that I had a speaking and a direct sales background before I came into professional organization. So the reason why I never had a problem getting jobs was because I would be a speaker at a networking group. And at the end of the speaker, I would just say I was a professional organizer. And at the end, a couple of people would come up and ask for information. And one or two of those would always turn into a job. Also, you know, as a direct seller, I understand how to get leads, how to follow up, how to market your services, how to close the sale. I learned all those skills in 20 years of working in multiple direct sales companies and being a leader in a lot of them. And so what I observed about a lot of people who are in the professional organization industry is that you are experts at organizing. I mean, there is no one I have met in the professional organization industry that doesn't know how to organize. You all know how to organize, like even before you realize that professional organization is a thing, you know how to organize. What I find is lacking in the professional organizing industry is sales skills, the ability to find leads. And once you find a lead, to close the sale, to have the confidence to increase your prices, to get people to repeat buy. Those are all skills that I learned in direct sales and in speaking that are not being taught in professional organization. And as I sought to be a better professional organizer, there were always courses, classes, and books on how to organizing. But you guys, it's like, here's everybody else. Here's your organizing level. And all these books are going to make you this much bigger. Like, if you could learn your sales skills, then you would get more and more clients than you would know what to do with. And so as I was coaching and mentoring people in 2015 and helping people with their websites, and we had some different masterminds, remember? Monique's been in all the things, so she remembers all the things. That was the common denominator. People didn't know how to get leads. And for professional organization, like if you think about people who are disorganized, there are people who are disorganized and going to do nothing about it. There are people who are disorganized and they will find a podcast or a book and they'll do it on their own. None of these people are your audience. Then there are people who are disorganized and they might buy a course or they might buy something, you know, $100 or less. Again, that's not your target market. And then there are a select amount of people that will pay for a professional organizer to come in their house and have them do organizing with them or pay for a coach to walk them through organizing. And that's who you want to reach. Those are the people you want to reach. And it is the smallest amount of people, but the greatest amount of people need help organizing and they want to do it with you, not have it done for them. And so I was puzzling together because I had no problem filling my list of professional organizers. My heart has always been that the professional organizing industry would become more mainstream, that more people would know to even Google it, or that A, organization is a learnable skill, and B, there are people out there that can help you get organized. And so I realized with this Sunday basket system that I was selling, and I could sell it online, and I could not include professional organizers at all. I'd be doing just fine, but that's not my goal. Like, I did Creative Memories for 17 years, and Creative Memories was a scrapbooking company. And the beautiful thing about Creative Memories was we had monthly workshops in our house, and our clients would come and they would work on our photos with us in community, and we would laugh and we would cry together, and they would get these photo albums done. And then we would do these week on retreats. And so I always had this vision that organizing could be done the same way. In 2012, I had my first paper organizing retreat. I had my first paper organizing workshops. I started this right away in my business. I knew this would be successful, but as you guys know, starting a business, first I had to get clients and then the website and then the money and then the products. And so it has taken me this long to get how far I am. But what we did with the Sunday basket workshop and certification, which I knew would work, and it is totally working. When you have a system like the Sunday basket that we advertise on Facebook and I have in the podcast and totally works, like we just did a time study. I just got results from Mary Monique, and we were doing a time study as the pandemic hit. And we're just now, you know, 4 months later, looking at the results that came in. I said, oh, it's a total loss. And Mary just emailed me and she goes, Lisa, I just got all the stats back. And we still proved that when you do the Sunday basket, you gain 4 hours every single week just from doing the Sunday basket, from your life before the Sunday basket and after. Like, this movement is so huge. But what's cool about this for professional organizers is not that I have my Sunday basket system that is the best. It's just this is the one that we have developed to the point where it's trademarked, patented, and we have the physical products ready to sell. It is a way for disorganized people to take a small step in starting to get organized. They get a quick win. Like, if they do it within 6 weeks, they see a difference. It's just a really quick win for less than $100. And for certified organizers that partner with Organize 365 and offer these workshops, it's a way for professional organizers and disorganized people to come together on one little project that is not inside of this disorganized person's home. And the fact that it's in your home or on Zoom, or it's something that is where they're not having to be so vulnerable as to let you into their home and see all of their messes, it allows you to create a connection, an emotional connection with them as the expert that can help them get organized. And then they know, like, and trust you in this small, simple $100 transaction. And then inevitably, immediately, as soon as we started doing this, I mean, I think Holly's first client spent $10,000. They're like, oh, you can do this? Can you do my whole house? Can you do my kitchen? Can you? I mean, it's just a natural thing. You help me do this in organizing. What else do you offer? The certified organizers will say, oh yeah, I can help you do that. And then your confidence grows as you solve this problem for them and then move into their homes. Is that kind of like what you've seen, Monique, for yourself and the other certified organizers?
Yeah. What usually people call about one thing. And I have done in-person consultations because everyone's idea of cluttered or disorganized is different. So I want to see what it is. So when we get there, usually they have called about one space. And once they have met me and we start talking, like, okay, I was going to do this, but can you come here? Can you come down the hall, down the stairs, up the stairs, in the back room, out to the garage? You know, can you help me with all of this? Yes. So it's getting your foot in the door. And I learned that just saying yes. Maybe you've never done a garage before. Maybe you've never done a storage room. You know, maybe you've never done one of these things. Just say yes. Then go home and figure out how to do it.
Yes, exactly.
You know, just say yes, because people have all these different spaces in their house. And every room, there's a first time for everything. So I would say yes. I would love to help you. And then I might get in my car and go, okay, now got to figure
that
out.
I can do that.
Come back with confidence and positivity and just jump in and make progress. People want progress and they want somebody to do it with them.
Yep.
Whether you're doing it with them online or you're doing it with them in person, a lot of people, they don't know, should I save it or not? I mean, what?
Just tell me what to do.
Yeah. And clients will say, what should I do? I'm like, well, if it were me, because you don't want to tell them what to do. You say, if it were me, I would probably get rid of it or keep it. And these are the reasons why. And then a lot of it's just, they're like, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
And they make whatever the decision is going to be. But I've just learned that women want to do things together, life together, projects together, even if it is organizing. How many of you have got together with a friend and you swapped, like you went to her house and did her closet or her kitchen, and then they come to your house? You know, we just like to talk and have someone to do projects with together. And I think that is one of the biggest things that we can offer as professional organizers, and especially in this Facebook group, just learning, you know, how can we offer people the support that they need and that they crave?
Sometimes, and everybody's stuck at home. Like, this pandemic is not ending anytime soon. It's going to keep flaring up different places all over the world. Yep. You know, as I look right now, we're recording this the end of June. We'll be putting this in the Facebook group in the middle of July, but we're already seeing the school predictions of, you know, like what people are going to do for elementary, junior, and high school. And it seems to be at this time that if you want to keep your kids home, that for sure is going to be a thing everywhere. Everywhere you're going to be allowed to educate your children from home. And then there are various possibilities of what that would look like in school. The idea of just sending your child to school 100%, I haven't seen any plan where you just send your child to school 100%. So there is going to be some version of everybody who has children 12th grade and under, their children are going to be home at school for a percentage of time, which means then the parents are probably going to be at home for a percentage of time. Like, how many companies have said you're working at home through the end of 2020? People are working at home, they're living at home, they're safe at home. And so that is for most of you, for professional organizing, most of you are focused. I am 100% focused on in the home. How do you help people who are at home through a Zoom call, through accountability, through a coaching? Yep. Like, how can you change your the need for in-home professional organization didn't go away. It just became exponentially multiplied. Now, the amount of money that people have for it, first of all, you need to know nobody ever has money for professional organizing. It is not a budget item. Home organization is not a budget item. And even home maintenance that needs to be done is often not a budget item for people. Like, people put things off to the very, very end till they cannot stand it anymore. Like, I have 3 doorknobs right now that aren't even on the thing. Because what is with the doorknobs? Like, I just need a handyman to walk through the whole house. But as soon as quarantine was over here in Ohio, I got new carpet and a deck. Because I was like, I'll be darned if I'm going to be stuck at home for the next 5 years or whatever it's going to be and not have a big enough deck and have to look at this ugly carpet any longer. One, I put on a home equity line, and the other one we financed for 12 months and it'll all be eventually paid off, but I wasn't going to wait. I'm not going to live through however long this pandemic is going to be and not enjoy my house. And that is the marketing that Organize 365 is doing. You are safe at home and you're doing literally everything at home now. So how can we walk alongside you as you're doing these things and help you get organized? So rethinking your packages and how you deliver your services, because people need you more than ever. It's just, you're going to have to think about delivering that differently. Is that what you're noticing?
Yes. And yeah. as people come home, see, when they mm-hmm. would leave the house and go to work, mm-hmm. then they'd come home. They'd only see their messy yeah. space for just a little bit, just the evening. And then the morning they'd get up yeah. and go to work. Then they'd yeah. come back. And they knew they had projects to do, but they didn't have time because they were working. But now when people are home all the time, they're looking around and they are just starting to feel, anxious or frustrated totally. Because their house, they're seeing all the parts that need help. But if they're working from home now and they weren't, they've brought their work home also. So now there's more stuff in their
yes.
house.
Yes.
And their kids aren't going to school. So all of their stuff is at home and they're not doing outdoor activities or on teams and stuff. So they're home all the time. So I've just seen the need to get organized in the home. People are seeing it more. They're seeing the need more because they're around their house more. So that gives professional organizers, at least this point, and I think going forward, a great opportunity to connect with people because people, it's going to kind of be in their face. They're going to see that they need organization.
Well, and I don't know if you've noticed this to be true, but I always worked from home. I don't know how, I have less time now. I don't even know how that's possible. I have less time now than I did before. I'm not getting done as much as I used to get done. And I'm exhausted all the time. Actually, right before this interview, I took a nap. So I'm taking naps again. I'm going to bed early. I'm waking up later. Like, our brains are just trying to process the amount of change coming at us in 2020. And we are all constantly exhausted with trying to create the next plan, the next plan, the next plan. And so we don't have, you would think, I mean, everybody's wish was always to be stuck at home, right? So they could get all the projects done. And now literally we're stuck at home and we're not getting all the projects done. And we feel like we're even going backwards. And so just recognizing that in yourself and then empathizing with your clients about that, and then maybe chunking your sessions shorter, making them virtual. Sorry about Hunter. He's quarantined with me perpetually and he doesn't social distance. All of these things are things that your clients are looking at. One of the things I wanted you to talk about, Monique, is we have two different levels of certification. The first certification is you partner with us with the Sunday Basket, and Monique is in charge of our certification program. So if you have any questions or you want to learn more, she can always help you with that. But you partner with us in the Sunday Basket system, which is a 90-minute workshop that you can do now on, not recorded, but you could do live on Zoom, things like that for your clients. But then we have about, I think it's 30% of people then upgrade into the retreat trained all paper certification, where you partner with Organize 365 and all of the paper products that we sell, all 8 work boxes and the 6 binders, and you have the training and the ability to do retreats. So I wanted to kind of talk, Monique, about how you were doing in-person retreats, you were doing in-person Sunday Basket certification, like literally the day that everybody became safe at home, we immediately changed the contract for all certified organizers that they could offer these services virtually. And I would just love to hear you share how you went from doing one-off paper organizing retreats and workshops into first your first one that had to go from in-person to virtual, and then how you've now turned that kind of into almost a membership, I guess.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the all paper certification that you could upgrade to covers the Sunday Basket as well as all the rest of the paper you have in your houses, because the Sunday Basket covers the actionable weekly to-dos, your schedule, your errands, your orders, all the things you need to do to run your house. But then what do you do with all the other paper? I mean, there's just all this other paper, and how long do I keep it and where do I put it? So that upgrade program or certification teaches and trains in all the other paper and how to manage it, as well as the opportunity to offer, can you hear my dog barking too? The opportunity to offer retreats. So we did in-person retreats where people could come and bring all their paper for a couple of days and just deep dive into a project away from home. So that was really great, because a lot of times you just want to get away from home and not deal with all of the home responsibilities and nail a project. And we had women come and get so much done. They would come with 20 or 30 boxes of paper and go home with like 5 or 6. It was just amazing. So the all paper certification helps people do everything else. You know, it's like when they call you into the home, I want you to work on my kitchen. Well, can you do everything else? So it's a way to have the opportunity to reach all of them in the paper department. So I had a live retreat that was planned the third weekend of March, I think. And the week before, I literally jumped on a plane in like 2 hours to go pick up my daughter, who was needed to come home from college from California, because everything was kind of sketchy and they could have stayed at school, but they had the option to. And I finally said to my husband, we just need to bring her home. And we came home on a Wednesday, and on Thursday, California shut down. So I was like, well, we just made it. So then the next weekend, I was supposed to have a retreat, and I was kind of still wavering because Indiana hadn't made any decisions yet. And I'm like, well, you know, should I still do it or not? I was fine doing it because people would be at tables separated from each other with piles of paper between them. So I wasn't really concerned at that point because it really hadn't exploded yet, the severity of the coronavirus. So then that next week, on Tuesday, the week of the Saturday, then our state shut down. So I called the gals who were going to come and said, well, would you be interested in doing it virtually, even though you can't come? And every single one of them said, yes, yes, because they had already hyped themselves up to work on this project. So I decided to put it on social media, and 12 people showed up, and people that I didn't know, but they had a need to start organizing their paper. So that was such a really great opportunity. And I learned one thing, big thing I learned at the end of that weekend, at the end of the day, people started asking me, can you do this again? And what did I say? I said, yes. And then I got off the Zoom and went, okay, now what? How do I do that? So always say yes and then figure it out later. Don't try to figure out the solution before you offer the service. And I think for a long time, I was always trying to have everything perfect on the Enneagram. I'm a one, so I want everything organized and perfect and all the research done, and then I'm going to do the project. But I've learned in the last year a lot about myself, and learning that I just have to do it. So I said yes. And then so I offered one the next month with workshops all virtually, and half the people came back. I was like, oh, okay. So you don't get in a paper conundrum overnight. It takes years, and we're not going to get it done in 6 hours. So I decided to offer a bundle where people could purchase 3 all-day paper organizing sessions, as well as 3 workshops. And in the workshops, we deep dive in the home operations, home reference binder, the financial binder, the warrior mama binder, and the other one, medical binder. You know, and we do some deep dives in those to help people get those types of papers organized. So just being willing to say yes, and then being willing to offer something, even if you don't know if it's going to work. You know, it could have totally fallen flat on its face. I realize that, but you don't know if you don't try. So that's one of the big lessons I've learned, and I've been very encouraged to keep moving forward. And there are other gals who are offering paper organizing bundles, monthly memberships. Yeah. So it's really starting to be a service that we can offer a lot of people. Because we don't have the physical boundaries. Yeah. Because we can do it virtually.
And we're sharing a lot here about what we're doing inside of the certification program. You don't need to join the Organize 365 certification program. We would love it if you would love to join us. I just want to let you know, the Sunday Basket is trademarked. It is patented. The system is patented. Paper Organizing Retreats is trademarked. So a lot of what Monique just shared with you is actually covered under intellectual property and copyright. So if you want to do exactly what Monique is talking about, you need to join our certification or create something that's completely different. But I have gone, join us, join us. I have gone a mile deep and an inch wide, but a mile deep into paper organizing. So August 4th, the Paper Solution is going to be launched. It is going to be launched by Penguin Random House. So we are going to seek and achieve national media and multiple different kinds of outlets. Thank you, Monique. And so the certified organizers are getting ready for what we know is going to be coming with the launch of that. But I just wanted to jump in here, and I realized that it's been a long time since I've done a video in here. Monique is one of the moderators. We have a lot of moderators. We have a couple of moderators that have been with us for over 5 years. Monique is one of those. And then half of the moderators are from the Organize 365 team, just since we are the ones that started this group and it's an organized 365 group, they make sure that bots don't get into the group, that the tone of the group remains positive, that kind of thing. And I thought, it's been a long time since I hopped in here, and we have left the professional organizers group open, and we are reducing a lot of the restrictions we used to have on it. You guys, it's an 8-year-old group. So do you remember what groups were like 8 years ago? It's kind of like dinosaur days 8 years ago in social media. You remember how many restrictions that groups had on them back when we started? And Monique and I have had many discussions along with the team about, do we still need these restrictions or not need them? Or, you know, what is the deal? So we have reduced a lot of the restrictions. In the past, we didn't talk about COVID because it was medically related. We didn't talk about insurance because it's giving legal advice. We didn't talk about contracts because it's giving legal advice. And that's different now. Like 8 years ago, if you were to share something online, we're just saying as a blank, like, we're not giving you medical advice, legal advice, whatever advice, but you guys can freely share in here everything that you're doing in your organizing businesses. Professional organizing is changing, as is everything, because of the global pandemic, because of just the fact that everybody can get whatever information they want online, you know, at the drop of a hat. It's a very different environment today than it was in 2019, 2018, 2017. I love this group. I love why we started it. I love it that it is the largest free resource online for professional organizers to come and ask any question they want to and find out if professional organization is the thing for them. I love that I was able to create the Professional Organizers Think Tank podcast to answer a lot of the questions that you have and pull back the curtain of how I did my in-home professional organizing business the first 5-6 years that I did it. And now Organize 365, the brand has grown. We just opened our new home headquarters that is 8,000 square feet. We have some new products coming out this fall. And I just love being an expert in the professional organization industry area. And I'm really growing this whole paper organization brand under Organize 365. And if you're thinking, oh, wow, that's interesting, I would love to add that to my certification, add the certification to my business. That's what Monique does. She talks to people who are interested in it and she gets you signed up. You can go to sundaybasketcertification.com to learn more about the certification. That is my original LLC, and there you can obtain a license in order to partner with the company Organize 365. So my original LLC owns all the intellectual property, trademarks, and licensing agreements for Organize 365, and then Organize 365, the company, is also licensed to sell and distribute these products. Currently, the certification is open to those in the U.S., but we are always looking to open it back up in Canada. We do have some certified organizers in Canada, and we are exploring the UK and Australia as well. It's just, the shipping has been crazy. Long before the coronavirus, what was it a year and a half ago that made shipping crazy? I think it was just the international policy, presidential policies, that literally shipping something to Canada went from like $10 more than shipping it within the US to like $100 to ship a Sunday basket across the border. The Postal Service and USPS put on a tariff, like a $60 per package share. It was crazy. And to send things to the UK with all the tariffs and restrictions that they have, the shipping just changes constantly. It's a constant game of whack-a-mole that I was like, you know what? I'm out of the constant game of whack-a-mole. We're not selling internationally at this time when the whole international selling landscape changes. We're happy to sell internationally. So it's just open to US residents at this time, but we know the launch of the paper solution is going to be amazingly awesome. And some of the national press that we're going to get is really going to shine a light on the fact that in the US, we can have less paper, but we're never going to be paperless because it's not the way our country was set up. And so if you want to join us in this, we would love to have you. Right, Monique?
Yes, I'd love to have you. The more, the merrier, I say.
Yes, yes, yes. So if you want to find out more information, just search Professional Organizers Think Tank in your podcast player, wherever you listen to podcasts. Also here in the Professional Organizer Think Tank Facebook group, we're going to start putting those episodes back up again so that you will find them right here and start some discussions again about the beginning of organizing your professional organization industry. Monique is in this group, as is are a lot of the Organize 365 team members. So we see the discussions that go on in here and they're great. They're fabulous. Keep embracing each other in this industry. Keep pivoting. There is a place for you. Your business will grow and thrive. You just may have to grow it in a different way than you have in the past.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh, I could talk to you guys forever, and I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply. The Paper Solution will launch to the world on August 4th, 2020. And if you are listening in real time, this date has not yet happened yet. And I would love for you to take advantage of all of the pre-order book bonuses that we have going on. Right now, you can still get a ticket for our virtual paper organizing retreat on July 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And yes, there will be a recording for 1 week that you can watch it after that. In this virtual paper organizing retreat, you can just sit there and organize your papers with us online, but there's going to be a lot of additional education at this retreat. I'm going to deep dive into each of the four main binders: medical, financial, home operations, home reference. And I will also dive into the Warrior Mama binder and the Kids Memories binder. So if you've been wondering, oh, I'd love to hear Lisa go through each of these binders and spend about 20 minutes on each one and be able to ask your questions virtually and interact in the chat with other Organize 365 members in anticipation of our book launch, you can find out more details by going to organize365.com/thepapersolution. Find out where you can pre-order your book, this pre-order bonus, and our pre-order bonus for ordering just one book, which is Seeing What My Sunday Basket / Pockets Are Labeled. I would love for you to be part of our book launch team and pre-order The Paper Solution. I cannot wait to have you have this book in your hands in the beginning of August. Thanks again for your support.